Mishnah Chav. We did Sifil Ches, we did the Mishnah Berurah and Sifil Ches, but there's a few points over here in the Bir Halacha which I'd like to see. Point number one. Bir Halacha Yesh Mishamata, so it's on page Kufman and Bob. Right. Bearing in Bixara, so he lays it out over here pretty clearly. So the Rishonim explain that there are two types of schita. A schita mimayim isur mishum libun, v'lo mishum dosh. Squeezing out water, the problem is you're doing libun. It's not dosh, ki amayim hochem liibud. Lodam lodosh. It's not considered dosh because that which you're breaking out, i.e., the liquid which you're breaking out, the water, you're not even keeping. So that's not like dosh at all. So it's not considered dosh at all. But it is libun, it's pulling out the dirt as it's doing that. Mushamashkim hua hipuch. By other liquids, it's the opposite. Mishum libun ein bom, dein malavdim bom. These are things which you don't use for cleansing. You don't use grape juice for cleansing purposes. But on the other hand, as you're squeezing out of the garment, getting the liquid and you're using it, so you have a problem with dosh, just like squeezing out the zeisim on oven. Therefore, if that's the reason why you're chayiv, it's only if you're planning to use a liquid, like a case of disha, where that which you're breaking out, you're using. So the case over here where you're dealing with a barrel of wine, so there's no libun problem. The isur is because of dosh. And therefore, if the liquid is going to be lost, it's not going to be kept. So it's not considered disha at all. So according to the Ben Otam, it's not even Asami Rabbanan. So it's Mutar Gamber. Okay. Now, that's all talking about the person who is doing it intentionally. But in truth, over here, it's not as intense. Hurak Psik Resha. It's a psik resha, but lo nichalei b'hayi schita ki harach liibud, but he has no interest in the schita because it's harach liibud. So therefore, in the Torah b'vada in chayiv b'chol inyan shabbos psik resha lo nichalei. Psik resha lo nichalei is b'vada not chayiv d'raisa. During Shabbos kuf gimel. V'nechol ha'orach im yesar poiskim linyan isa d'rabbanan. The argument over here is all in the d'rabbanan level. Is there an isa d'rabbanan or not? V'lo oruch shor the garmi psik resha lo nichalei. According to the Orach, Psik Resha L'Nichalei is Mutar Gomer. Shaar Poskim is also Mirabon. It's also Mirabon. But he named Divrei Shulchan Aruch near the Maskim as Yesar Poskim, the Psik Resha L'Nichalei who also Mirabon. The language of the Shulchan Aruch over here sounds like that. There's those who are matter, but the B'chol Kolam, they said, no, that's not true. That, we can be Melam and Schus, etc. Like the Lashon Shulchan Aruch, Miyesha Gaman Bo, therefore it's better not to do this whole thing, etc. So the flow sounds pretty clear that the Shulchan Aruch inclination is not like the Aruch. Kamogam Sayim B'Sofa Siv Tev L'Nikam, and so the Taz understands according to Shulchan Aruch, the Maisa, even though he holds the Yerpsak is not like the Aruch, but those people which are not like the Aruch, he does not feel that we have to stop them if you're going to add in some other element why it should be a better. Okay, so now comes the Magen Rambam says, one second. The Aruch is not talking about specifically Dosh. She's talking about any one of the Lama Tes Malachas, Psikresh L'Nichalei, Mutar Gomer. So over here, the fact that the Mashkas Haduch L'Ibud really does two things for you. It makes it L'Nichalei, because you don't want it. But it makes more than that, because the point of the Ben Otam was, in a case where you're not using the that which is Nitzchah, it's not called Dosh, period. It totally changes the face of the discussion and says, this is not Dosh. Dosh means the act of taking the item that you want and breaking it out of what's holding it and getting it. So in a case where it's Hoch Leibur, it's not even Dosh at all. So that's why this scenario over here, the Shulchan Aruch says, you can leave the people on their kula, that we don't have to stop them. But that's not any indication anywhere else in Hilchos Shabbos that a Tikkun Shel Nichole is going to be allowable for those people. That he's not saying. Okay, then he says, this is all talking about if there's only issue is dosh. If you get involved in libun, things get more complicated, etc. But now the chol adivrei sefer zeh hu rak ha'poskim the shar mashkim hu em alavdin. It's also because the other liquids do not cleanse. Well, the person they didn't kill ben mayim the shar mashkim. Other liquids also cleanse. Prat yayin the source around them and the mayim lin kvisa koshikosav es yesub. Vaymatash mashkim laharan beyayin lavin. So by wine, and more specifically, at least by white wine, it functions like water, that it's a cleanser. So yim and atara also beskitas and mesukrayas and mishum isaliban. There's going to be isaliban over here. Mishum isalbenas and mesukraya ayereza. Skipping all the parentheses over here. Once the issue is libun, so whether the mashka is hoch libun is irrelevant, because you don't need the mashka. I wash my clothing and I discard the water, but the act of extracting the water is libun. So I extract the wine, that's libun according to this argument, and the fact that it's hoch libun, it doesn't make it any better. That's irrelevant. So Hoch Libud is what gives you the fact that therefore it's not a malach. It also gives you the fact that it's lonichalei. But over here, by libun, the liquid is irrelevant. What happens to the liquid? So you can't say, well, since Hoch Libud is lonichalei, that's irrelevant. But the problem here is that there's a libun process, which he is nichalei in the libun process. So as much as he's nichalei in the libun process, that's a problem.
Why is that nichalei? I mean, he's not trying to clean his shmati, he's trying just to open and close his wine cask. Happens to get cleaned a little bit.
I can't answer the question 100% because I've never figured out 100% what exactly this Mesukraya Denazaisa is. Mm-hmm. It seems to be that this, where the Mishnah Berurah is assuming that this cloth over here, it's good, it should stay clean. Uh-huh. It's the cloth that you're sticking into your barrel, you would prefer that it's clean as opposed to being not clean. So maybe the translation is as a shmat is probably not the
biases things. Yeah.
Fine. Then he says, "Mashakos b'angad ro'am b'sif katan chaval tachiyuv lekum lekuli yamu." Hanepsirishlo nichalei al b'nyizek gufa hu kol shiksav. You're right. Hanepsirishlo nichalei. Everybody holds not chayyim, but this case over here, if you learn it talking about that yayin is malabein, so then all bets are off. It could be you're dealing with an issue of the raisu. So Dr. Mishnah Berurah, Hinei v'inyaneinu lo nichalei klal by haschita. Barabba ha'yoroitza shala yisochet ki halach le'ibud. So over here, the word lo nichalei means the person is undesirable. Means you don't want it. Because over here, you're taking good liquid and it's halach le'ibud. I don't want that. I really prefer that it doesn't have to happen. Abam is a filo rak hecha de'ein nehena klal ba'pula shenasa al yodoy. But the definition of lo nichalei does not mean that it's undesirable in the sense of that it's a negative. It's just it's not desired. So as long as it's neutral, it's also going to be considered secretion of lo nichalei. He brings the Rachman Tosis and Daf Shabbos Daf Ayin Hey. Mehaz Shabbos Kuf Gimel Gemora the Kavod Bemar the Chavrei. So moreover, that deals with the a person is, we mentioned the person is going to be taking out a sovereign from the ground or pruning off branches from the tree to use the branches or use the sovereign. So more says, but it's a secretion of charesh. It's making the ground more usable to be better to plant. So it's more usable for planting, for growing. So that's a form of charesh. Charesh is preparing the ground. So we're here, you're doing that as you're being zermer b'tzarich le'etzim. You're taking, you're pruning away and using the wood. But meanwhile, you're helping the tree. So more says, l'tzicha d'kova b'ar d'chavri. The case wasn't your own tree; it was your neighbor's tree. With permission, let's say. All right, so there's no gasol issue, but you don't really care whether this tree goes nicely or not. Right now, you just want to get some wood. Now over there, it's not undesirable to you. You're okay that the tree should grow nicely. It's leichmaslei. And the more it gives, that is the hechatipsa of segregation lo nichalei, that it's not going to be chayiv. So the more it gives that example, the Tosfos says, you see the definition of nichalei doesn't mean that it's something which is you specifically do not want it. As long as you do what you don't have a positive desire to yes have it, that's enough. Okay, Birloch Tevanikum. So the Ramah says the Shulchan says the Tevanikum they shouldn't be clear underneath it. So Vahano Btzer Sora the Bar Zaruka Kamosh Except the Mishabura. This is still only in conjunction with this other Sora of the Bar Zaruka, this long spigot head. Dilavachi across the Shulchan Aruch Bereish Asif to Lek Aruch. Kadigar Pesach is not like the Aruch over here. He's only allowing them to maintain their Haga like the Aruch in conjunction with the fact that it's Bar Zaruka. Period. New thought. Kosabataz. Im nishpach shecher ashar mashkim shenem alav nimalamapa shalashulchan v'rotzel anakosa. So you have liquids on your tablecloth, and they're absorbing in, and they're not. There's no liban issues. Alkaparim lo yishav misham toich kaf echad v'lishpach luchus. You shouldn't, as it were, they scoop it up with a spoon. Some type of a spoon, and then throw it out. Even though you're throwing it out at the end, told the mefarik. So, if you're pressing against the tablecloth and forcing the liquid and extracting the liquid, so that act of extracting, even though eventually it's going to be halach liibud, but it's not immediately halach liibud. Right now, you're taking it. So that's called a malacha. So it's a total mafarka. Some of the yeshivas is a Torah. But that called ma'adam leister. Well, yoel masha yishbech achar kacha kaf chutz. So that's the Taz says that which you throw it afterwards is too late. Doesn't help. Zel muvas lo yochal diskan. It's something which you made crooked, but you cannot fix. But with a knife, where you don't have to press in, you can sort of like take off that which is on top of the cloth. You can't really press in with the knife. So you're basically just taking off what's on the surface. And he says, "V'toiv." Where's the end of the brackets? About five lines down. Shal yigur b'kayach. You shouldn't press too hard. You're still going to have a problem of squeezing out of libum by repressing him. So Lizar Mashi Yuchal, Lizar, you have to be as careful as possible. I can't listen to that. Now your Rabbi Chalik Olav, the server, the Ein Chilik Ben Kaf, the Sakin, the Gamba Kaf, I feel like Shnot the Bekach, Ein by Yisra Torah, Kima Shaddai to Lashdich Al-Chutz, Ben Yisrachot Bishil HaMashka. So that was what Taz says, well, right now, immediately you're getting the Mashka. It's not the point is, what is your purpose? And your purpose is not for the Mashka. So, end the conversation. You shouldn't press hard, whether it's a knife or for a spoon. Yeah. Weiter. Okay. Sif Yutes. So we finished Isha, and now we're going to talk about Surveya as it plays a role in regards to food. So Mutter, Litun Karka Matavshal Mutter, and putting a saffron, a spice called saffron, into foodstuffs is Mutter. Even though it adds a yellowish color to what you mix it into. So the chag, you're being severe, you're changing the color. There's no tzibah ba'ichlin. It's a burad and vav. The b'chein mutalit and yain odin b'sech yain lovan. You're allowed to pour red wine into white wine. Al bishem is adem, even though the white wine turns red. So first he's going to say Shita that if you have kavanah to color it, it's still a mutter. It's better to stay away from it. This heter is all the heter in the achila process. If my goal is to color a little bit so it'll sell better, so that's a bona fide tzviya. There, my goal is not, even though it's in a food stuff, but it's not functioning as a food stuff right now. Right now, it's functioning as a item for a merchant to sell. It's a merchant's item, and the coloring is helping him sell. Or if a person wants to add color to water to put it on the windowsill and have the sun come through and make the nice, you know, patterns of the different colors. But there you're adding dye to water. Right? So they say, yeah, but over here your goal is not that water should be to drink. The point is the water is part of this decorative element that you're creating, the art that you're creating with your tzviya, and that's a problem. A modern version of this, I guess the Shaz really is relevant. There's a tshuva from the Debrei Tzinner about, remember when these water fresheners that you put in the toilet bowl, you put it in the in the tank, and every time you flush, it takes some of the coloring and it puts it into the water. So the water in the toilet bowl looks blue or something of that sort. So even though it's coloring water, but the water's not functioning as an oichel. So he says it's a problem. That's this point over here. So by regards to the Seder, where your goal is specifically to make it, since there's a preferred color of red wine because it's a siman for the dam, and when you're adding the white wine and the red wine together, your goal isn't just happen to be you want to mix wines, but you simply want to add the red coloring to the wine. So Mishnah Berurah said, even though mistar ben lahachmir, but Mishnah Zolim was, according to Mishnah Zolim, you should be menayim, he said, you should stay away from it. So the Eitzah, which is given, is that's only when you see an act of Tzviya taking place. So if you pour the red wine into the white wine, you have a problem. If you pour the white wine into the red wine, so you just, as soon as it comes in, it gets colored, and it keeps getting more colored and more colored and more colored. So everything which comes in is colored immediately. That's not obvious that what you're doing is Tzviya, and so that didn't us. That's not us. And that's also, I mean, that would be mutter even if your kavana is to add the redness. Okay, chaf. Yesh mishoyim reshoichel tusa moishar peretz atzovim. Person is eating fruits which stain the hand, so you have the liquid from the fruit on your hands. And now your hands are going to touch a baguette, or your hands are going to touch a towel, and you're going to color the baguette or the towel. Some argue you cannot allow your dirty hands, which are going to impart a discoloration onto your clothing or onto the tablecloth, you cannot touch them with your hands with tzviya on your with the tzviya on your hands. You have to make sure you don't touch. Okay. But that is an issue. You're dealing with changing the coloring of clothing. If you're changing the coloring of a piece of bread by dipping it into the wine or other may peris, so that's not chayiv. That's not a problem. I mean, it's not chayiv. That's not osur b'chlal. Because ain't tzivah echlut. You don't really care. You don't want your beautiful towel to get all these stains in it. Even though it's a secretion, but it's secretion. Okay, then Mia, it can't be the rice over here. So you're saying, be careful about this, because it might be secretion lo nichale. Okay, but on top of that, it's also mekalkel. You're putting all these stains into your garment. That's a kilkel in the garment. The garment is no longer as nice and pristine as it was before. So we should argue that's mekalkel, and then make it mutter. No, mekalkel misura mea ika. Mekalkel doesn't make it mutter. Mekalkel just makes it zanachayev.
Why is this even called Tzviya? The same way that by Ochum you don't call Tzviya because you don't have any benefit from the Tzviya.
So the point by Ochum, we actually mentioned Shabur said before, even if you're doing L'shem Tzviya, saying Tzviya by Ochum.
Right.
So in the Lomas over there in Tzviya by Ochum, the way Mishnah Berurah is presenting, it's that the concept of coloration and something which its function is really to be eaten, coloration becomes insignificant. So you didn't really. The whole concept of tzviya is irrelevant. Mm-hmm. Over here, dyeing garments and cloth is a normal function of tzviya. Right. You don't want your. you could have your kid come in and pat the whole thing down with the berries, the juice that he was at, and sell it in the marketplace for, you know, psychedelic colors, right? So it's not out of the concept of tzviya, just as lo nichole. So now it just comes out over here that the in the Mercy Dishra they point out, since it's Makalach is only Masa Min Rabbanan, and the reason over here is the Psikresha Lo Nichole. So we're just arguing that a Psikresha Lo Nichole is also in a Rabbanan, because it's a Makalach, so it's a Rabbanan. And he's not being mechavim for pachlal, it's not shame mechavim, but it's a segregation. Ais lo nichole, segregation lo nichole is also. So that was your passing like the oruch. Say that again. They were passing not like the oruch. The segregation lo nichole is also. That's even by nisa drabanan. That's also. We'll see it again later on. Okay, nun ches. Shlagiga, I shouldn't touch. Forget about the tzviya on the cloth. I mean, you're touching the berries. Your hands are getting dirty. You put in your mouth or your face. Your face is getting discolored. Lech lemechash. That doesn't bother us. Why? The tzviya el bedaver shadarka litzoya. The concept of the tzviya has to be on the type of on the types of items which it's normal to dye. So dyeing your face, as it were, is not called tzveya. So for a woman, it is normal to color, give coloration through her cosmetics. So as much as that's true, that's also because of tzveya. Okay.
So, as Mana said, it's normal to color food. When we have food coloring, it's commonly used. That doesn't. When at Machmir, wasn't it?
Well, the Mishmur came out. It's appropriate to be Menea from it anyway.
So I think the Mishmur being Sovei Bochlan, the whole concept of that's not Sovei Bochlan. I'm asking why is that still the case? Since we are Sovei Bochlan, this man is that.
No, I don't think that's going to change it. It's still, it's, you know, it's. The. When I dye a garment, and I dye, or even I dye water, or I color water, so the coloration becomes in some way it actually makes the item better, more usable, however you would say it. When I go to color a food, even if I'm doing the kavana, which I'm then going to consume, so in a case where I'm doing it to sell it, so it's, right now it's not functioning as a food yet, it's like a problem that he said before. But once I have it as a food, so even though I do like I do worry about its presentation, etc., but at the end of the day, it becomes like the coloration is secondary to the at least maybe nowadays, I don't know. But in the normal world of people, the coloration doesn't play that such a tremendous role. I think that's probably still true nowadays at the end of the day. But, yeah. So, putting a rabbit doesn't bother us. It's fine. Nun test. Biba Godov, he shouldn't touch his clothing. If the coloration you're dealing with over here with these berries is a reddish color, and the garment itself is a similar color, so then it's more. You can't wipe your hands with these berries on this beged adam, on this red cloth, because if anything, it just intensifies the color of the cloth which is there. That's a tikkun. It's not a kilkel even. Even though the color is the right color, but it's definitely not derech libun or derech chizuk of the coloration. It's derech, you're basically trashing it. You're making it not good. Because derech lichluch. There's a case of an option. You can rely on that sheet. So you have this juice on your hands. You need to wipe it on something. The only thing available is a cloth. You can wipe your hands on the cloth, even if the color of the cloth and the color of what you're wiping are the same color. And now the color of the cloth is more bold. It's a stronger color. You should try and stay away from that and get a cloth which is not that color. But if the only one is available, just dry your hands. Dry your hands on it. It's the after. Okay. Now the Mishnah Berurah is going to just bring over some points about halakha, the makor of the dinim of tzviyah. So the shir fechi of a person takes a thread, which is 4 tefachim long, and he dyes it. Or if he dyes it when it's still fibers before you've made it into a thread, you can dye it then as well. So he dyes enough material to make a thread which is 4 tefachim long. So that's a shir to be chayiv. That's chayiv. If it was less than that, it's like a chatzi shir, it's not chayiv. But this coloration, which is problematic, has to be a coloration which is going to last. But something which it doesn't last at all. Something like along the lines of chalk. So you rub some on the metal. Iron or the barzel iron or the chosh's copper, but so he wrote on the metal is potter. You wipe it away eventually, and it doesn't. There's no roshim at all from the fact that it was colored there. Okay, nudin ha'isa ein seva. So he makes the primary color, which is going to use for dyeing something. So the making the color itself, so when you add kankasum, which is copper sulfate, into the gall nuts, meafatz is the gall nut liquid, it turns black. So the combination of the two chemicals make dye. So you made a person do that on Shabbos, even though he hasn't dyed anything, quote unquote. Well, he made the dye. That itself is part of the process, and that's also chayv. You get the second example. This istis, which is a type of a thorn, which adds coloration. I'm not sure what the istis is, but you put it next together, it turns a yarek as chayv. Harayvet zavash enoch chayv mishum tzavei alik kashet tzavei about tzavas davar acher. It said nigmar melechas atzava. So making the original dye, that's not called tzeveya. That's called making the dye. When you take that and you use it to make something else, that's called tzeveya. But see, it's mayim shu ena tzeva loy. See, it's the yom b'samanim b'sechem mayim osir l'shem losh ad kan l'shana b'gitzer. There is other issues that, dio is a thick mixture, and you sort of mix in the ingredients into the liquid, and you sort of mix it around, so you end up doing losh at some level. Okay. Okay, Simon Shin Chafal. Chavile Peya Ezev Bekaron is, which are different types of Ezev, Pirish Min Ezev. Hichnisim Le'etzim Ein Mistapkin Behen. Hichnisim Lecha Behema Kertem Lecha Beyad Bela Bekli Umayla Barashi Yitzvah Ezev. So, if you put it, brought it in for the purpose of using it for to dry it out, so it's not for the purpose of feeding to the animals. So now, right now, it's muksa because he has no intention to use it on Shabbos. He using it for firewood or something like that. He brought it into use for firewood. It ate him. So it becomes muksa. But since I said the case is possible that you can be machzor to Michael Behema. One second. So you can be cut to Michael Beyad or Abba Kli. I'm sorry, this is Stoma, Nasa can be Shaklisan to Michael Behema. The standard usage of the Eitzim was for Michael Behema. So that's the assumption, unless you know otherwise. Mehen the maxa daitza minayo habele muksa. So your maxa das, so mele to muksa. Kertem vaychol uksas riyam gam ken the maychol. A person could actually eat them. The doable. Olivically kederchol, you can't do it in the way you would do it in the weekdays. You have to do it in a more kabbalistic way. Umolel. You're breaking open the husk to get the zera inside. So that's tisha. Rashi is supposed to look at b'chol ayad to der shos b'chol. You have to do with the shinui like we had before. Okay, I told it here. All right.